coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. I want to share briefly with you on somewhat, it's really more on how to take possession of what belongs to us. You understand? Sometimes many Christians find themselves struggling between what the Bible says about them and a difference in their day-to-day experience. But there shouldn't be a struggle, really, if one understands this subject in the Word of God. There shouldn't be a struggle. But for many, it's a struggle. I want us to read from St. Matthew's Gospel, and I'll begin by using the subject of healing as an illustration. Matthew chapter 8, from verse 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Bore our sicknesses. It says that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. So let's go to where. Now, he's talking about Isaiah the prophet, all right? So we go to the book of Isaiah and find where that great prophet of God said those things that were quoted by Matthew. Isaiah chapter number 53. Here he was given a revelation of the coming Christ. And Jesus hadn't come yet. And Isaiah was prophesying with the Christ in mind. And speaking of him from the third verse, he says, he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. He's looking at the suffering of the Messiah when he comes. He sees the suffering of Christ, his passion, and gives us a picture of that crucifixion. So he says, he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's what Matthew was talking about. He had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Matthew lets us understand that this was the Messiah, Jesus. The two words here that I want you to notice, the first one in Matthew's Gospel, where he says, bear. It says he took our sicknesses. Bear. He bear. And here it says, had borne. In Hebrew, it's translated from the word nasa, born. It means to take or carry away. To take or carry away. In the Greek, it's the word bastazo, meaning to bear away, to remove and take away. Same thing. The Hebrew connotation is that he takes the burden of one upon himself and carries it away. Here it's with a Levitical contemplation. In other words, it is the reasoning of the priesthood that you find in the book of Leviticus. I don't know if you've ever studied along those lines, but I'll give you the background and then maybe we should read a little. Leviticus chapter number 16, so you can understand what he's talking about here. The book of Leviticus. Have you found it? Okay. Now, on that great day of atonement, back in the Old Testament, what God said the high priest should do was to get two goats. And the one will be slain and the other would be dealt with another way. I'm going to explain that one. Now, this one that will be slain will have his blood as the sacrifice. There were two goats. And after Aaron had slain that one, he would do something else with the second goat, which is called a scapegoat. All right? All right, let me read to you from verse 21, Leviticus chapter 16. Are you there? And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. And the goat, I want you all to read verse 22. One, two, go.
And the goat shall share with all that he goes, unto a man and a man. And he shall let both goats in the wilderness.
Can you see that now? He would take this live goat. Remember, he'd killed the other one. And he would take this live goat, lay both his hands on the goat, and confess upon this goat all the iniquities and all the sins of the children of Israel upon that goat, and then get a qualified man to take that goat into the wilderness and let it go far away. And so in the mind of God, and therefore in the mind of the Israelites, their sins had been borne away by that goat, because their sins were laid on that goat. You get it? Now, when Israel knew that their sins had been borne away by that goat, they knew until next year, everything's fine. No matter what I did wrong, I'm cool with God till next year. So next year again, Aaron gets another goat. And then all their sins will be confessed upon that goat, and the whole nation will be atoned for. Do you get it? Now, this was what was in the mind of the prophet when he says, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He took them away. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Like Israel watched that goat go away. Their sins went away with him. And they were free. Their minds were free. Because that goat took away their sins and their iniquities. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And so Jesus took our sins away. Oh, glory to God. Let's look at it. It's the same thing. Same thing. Now, I read to you from Isaiah chapter number 53, where we started. And let me read that all the way so you can get the picture again. Are you ready? Okay, Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 4. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Read verse 6. 1, 2, go. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Like Aaron laid on that goat the iniquity of the whole country. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Like the Israelites did. And the Lord did what? He laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.